Hey, sweets.
Hey, savories.
I'm Melissa.
I'm AJ, and this is the
Sweet or Savory Podcast.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, hello.
What's up?
Welcome.
Wow. Whoa.
What the?
We're in sync.
We're too in sync these days.
Today, peanut butter is sweet.
Absolutely not. It is savory. Welcome to episode 8 of Sweet or Savory. And today's setup looks a little different because.
Does it?
It does. For those watching the video feed, it's because we are here in our bedroom.
In our bedroom.
In Alyssa's childhood bedroom.
In my childhood bedroom. And we miss you, Julie and Nathan, our lovely producers, our studio. But we really had to get it done this week. So
yes.
We are doing the podcast in my room, in our room.
Yes, on my studio desk. And one other really, really cool thing, we are live on Twitch right now.
Yay!
Yes! This is amazing.
It's exciting.
So we're also reading a chat. Shout outs to everybody who is watching us live right now and those who made Twitch accounts just to join us today.
Wow.
Wow. This is amazing.
We feel loved.
If you hear some random voices in the room, we also have...
our producers for the day, who are Justine Raphael. Give her a round of applause, everybody. She just did a show today. And Lauren Navarro.
We couldn't set them up mics.
We only have two mics right now.
Yeah. Even though I'm in my studio, just my mixer is just a little, it only has two inputs. Anyways, if this is your first time tuning in, we started this podcast with the debate topic in a group chat that we had with some of our best friends. And the topic was, is peanut butter sweet or savory?
It's obviously sweet, like I said.
No, it's savory.
Anyway, we've been together for over 5 years now. We are engaged, and we have a lot of things in common, like our morals and our values. But we have a lot of things that we do not share in common, like peanut butter being sweet.
Savory.
Anyway.
Stay tuned each week for other debates, like, do you want to have a big wedding or a small wedding?
Can you be friends with your ex?
Or past debates like...
Disneyland versus Disney World.
Are there more wheels or doors in the world?
And other polarizing topics. Also, check us out on YouTube. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Please give us 5 stars. It really helps us for future podcast episodes.
Absolutely. We are going to shout out everyone who's chatting, as many people as we can, who's chatting live on Twitch right now. But before that, we want to tell you today's topic.
Today's topic is, drum roll please, traveling. Traveling, and specifically travel preferences and quirks.
Yes. What are some of your travel preferences? Those listening.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just get started.
Should we get started with some of the questions?
Yes.
All right. Let me pull them up.
The first travel question we'd like to bring up is...
do you pack a week ahead or pack last minute for a trip?
All right. Let's check your Instagram poll and see who won there.
The winner is at 56% pack last minute.
And the poll on Twitch was 72% last minute packing as well.
Should we share ours?
We should.
I think you can guess. I'm a pack a week ahead type of gal. I start packing at least a week ahead, and I pack everything in packing cubes. Every outfit is already planned in my head. Mm-hmm. I have the weather already researched. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just how my brain works.
I like that. I like that in theory.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. I know that some of y'all are guessing, and some of you in the chat are already saying, AJ hella packs last minute, and you're
absolutely
spot on. You are spot on.
Not only is it last minute, sometimes it's during. We'll be at the airport. He's like, oh, I gotta grab some last minute stuff.
Okay. You're right. When we went to Paris last year, I needed a hat because I forgot to bring my hat.
And you forgot. Didn't you forget headphones?
And I forgot headphones as well. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean... It's not an AJ Rose. Oops. Okay, my bad.
Dang during is a reference just to like the airport. Not like... Okay. Sometimes I do leave space in my luggage to buy things.
Yes, you do.
I mean, does anyone else do that? I feel like a lot of people...
I do the opposite. I do not like duplicates of things. So I try to pack. I do like the Target run. I love the last minute Target run before a trip because I'm like loading up on travel size things that I need. I don't like having to buy things while I'm on a trip.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel you.
I just don't like it.
Alyssa, and this is no shade at all. She does get a little stressed out if she forgets something that we can maybe possibly buy for maybe $10 to $20. Yeah. I understand absolutely, completely. But I'm like, we can also just go to CVS real quick and get a travel size thing. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I do. Like, if I realize that I forget like my melatonin or my Advil, I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot it. But like that's something that so easily can be found anywhere.
Right.
But, you know, it's just my brain. This is how I work.
Okay. Cine Gangster here on the Twitch chat. Again, we're live on Twitch right now. Says, I definitely brought an empty carry-on for Disney World because of the souvenirs and stuff. I did initially pack snacks for the trip. So, you pack it with snacks, but then obviously you're going to eat those snacks.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some space for souvenirs. I think that's really smart.
That is really smart. I like that.
Yeah. Especially if you're going to a place like Disney World. You know, or somewhere where you know you're going to buy stuff.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I would do that if I was going somewhere where I knew I wanted to bring back home.
So. Right. CKS Design brings up something in the chat as well that says, I have the same checklist I use for every trip and checking everything before leaving the door. That is, don't you have a checklist?
I do have a checklist.
See, that's,
and I have
I'm jealous
a
of
winter
that.
Checklist, and I have a beach checklist, and I have a weekend checklist.
Oh, you could pull that up in your notes right now.
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I could show you.
I am.
Okay.
That's amazing. It's like having like a grocery list.
See, I have Hawaii packing list. I have Vegas packing list. There's a home pack. What's on the home packing list? Oh, work from home packing list. If I'm going somewhere where I have to work from home, I have all the stuff I need to properly work from home.
Van Angelo says, Can we get a Google Drive link for the checklist?
Okay, sure. Look, vacation packing list, weekend packing list.
Okay, I didn't even know all this.
Paris
this
packing
is amazing.
List. Yay, this is New York. I have like all states, all countries covered on here.
All climates.
All occasions.
Well, that's the really cool thing about Alyssa, even just when we first started dating and stuff, is that she's just so organized, very clean, everything clean. We're going to talk about getting on an airplane in a second, but you know, the first time we traveled together, you pulled out the Clorox wipes, you know,
mm-hmm.
just wiping down the seats and all that stuff. So
yeah. That
happened. It was just instant. I was just like, whoa, I'm not used to this at all because I'm just kind of the opposite.
But the thing is, it's a good thing because if we were both on the same page about our lists, I feel like it would be very extreme. Like together, we would be two extreme, very individuals. So we balance each other out.
Yeah.
And when you don't carry Clorox wipes, I always got you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That really means a lot.
Anytime, buddy.
Okay, well, we covered packing. A lot of people in the chat are also split. Let's talk
next
about...
Next question?
Yeah.
All right. So going to the airport, do you arrive 3 hours early, right on time, or always running late?
Oh, shoot. Is there a poll here as well that you can share
there
the results?
There is a poll that I can share results.
Okay. Well, we can go. Should we go with just our?
Yeah. You can start in this
one. Okay. I'll start here. I always just like to get to the airport an hour before.
An hour before. Oh.
Which is right on time.
Which is right on time.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Which is pretty right on
so
time.
So not too ahead, but just right on time.
Yes. And, you know, I really like not waiting that much. Truly. I mean, mm-hmm. I love layovers because I'm just kind of stuck there. So I just like to walk around or whatever. But beforehand, I want to spend time with the people who is either like taking me or, you know, spending time visiting somebody mm-hmm. and I'm spending time with that person. So then I only spend an hour at the airport right before.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
So what about you?
Okay. Well, see, this may be a shocker to some of you that know me or maybe have an idea of who I am. So I'm going to give you a little insight. I am always running late. As organized as I am, as type A as I am, as many lists as I have, you'll never find me early mm-hmm. and you'll rarely find me on time. I make it just right before I don't
boarding.
Make the plane.
Yeah. Right, right.
And that's usually if I'm just by myself, because if I'm with AJ, he's like pulling me out of the door. So there we go again, where it's a good balance, because if it were just me and I have missed my flight before, I'm always late. So.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. We balance each other out. Our guest producer here, Justine's typing in the chat. The recommended 3 hours is honestly too long. I think 2 hours or an hour and a half is good.
You know, what's interesting about that is the poll is that a 69% 3 hours early.
Wow.
So 69% of people mm-hmm. on our poll voted that they arrived to the airport 3 hours early.
That's on Instagram, right?
That is on Instagram. And my gut, I saw someone in the chat say this. My gut is a lot of these are Filipinos. A lot of these are Filipinos. And you were brought up with your family to arrive at the airport 3 hours early. You'll never be at a party on time, but you will be at the airport early.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Filipino time right there. The people on Twitch right now, also 54% say 2+ hours early.
Wow.
Yeah, there must be a lot of Filipinos
there
in
must
here
be.
Too. Lauren, Howe, and Justine bring up a really good point that it depends on the airport.
That is true.
LAX
that
sucks.
That is true. LAX, you must be early. JFK as well, you must be early mm-hmm. because it's always crowded.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to, you know, a smaller airport, there's never really too much traffic.
Right.
You can get away with skirting by with 30 minutes to spare.
Yes.
Or maybe not 30. I don't know.
So for those of you who are in California, Southern California specifically, Ontario Airport is not a busy airport. And then the Hollywood Burbank Airport is what they renamed it to, is also not busy at all. Mm-hmm. So
I also do have TSA PreCheck. So that makes me, you know, in my head, I have plenty of time.
Yeah. No, you're right. Sinigang Gaming, our good friend Lawrence, says Ontario, you can make it. And that's facts. Josie JD, who is on our Twitch chat right now, works at an airport and says, sign up PreCheck mm-hmm. or Clear.
Oh yeah. I haven't had Clear, but I have TSA PreCheck and it's like a fast pass.
Yeah, it is a fast pass
for
but
the
yeah,
airport.
This Clear is even more of a fast pass. Okay, so for y'all who...
Not sponsored, by the way.
Not sponsored, by the way.
But we should have.
We should ask.
We should ask.
I had Clear for a year, and this is what it is. Literally, they take your fingerprints. Do they do retina scan too? I don't know. It's something crazy. You sign up for it, right? And when you do it, they actually escort you to like the front of the line, like as if it's a club, and you bought a bottle.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You bought a table. And they're letting you in early and they walk you to the front. They just tell the security guard, they're like, yeah, this guy's good.
Oh, it's like you're a celebrity.
It's crazy. That's really
like
what
that.
It feels like.
I want Clear treatment.
Yeah.
But I already have TSA PreCheck.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
TSA PreCheck is just as good, I would say. Sometimes Clear is good, but then sometimes there's no line in either or in the regular standby. So then you end up feeling like you wasted your money. Because Clear is pretty expensive. It's like $80 a year or something like that.
That's not that bad.
Or $180.
$80 a year?
Or maybe it's $180.
Probably. Because TSA PreCheck is, I think, like 80-ish
yeah. a year.
Any hoosers. As we move
on. Any hoosers?
As we move on to our next topic.
What's up, Justine?
Or question.
Clear is $180.
Thank you, Producer Justine.
Thank you, Producer Justine. Clear also works for stadiums, Josie says.
Oh, I don't find myself in many of those.
Yeah, it works at like a Dodgers game or something.
Got it.
Yeah, so it's just like, it's pretty cool. It's like Lightning Lane. Avatar Roman asks, have you guys ever missed your flight?
I have.
Oh.
Remember?
Remind me?
We've had many.
Many? Oh.
Do you want to tell this story or should I?
You can tell it. But then I'll reenact you. Okay. I'll reenact your reaction.
This was AG and I's first... Lauren's already laughing. This was AJ and I's very... I can't do it without laughing.
It was our first vacation together.
Very first vacation. We were going to Hawaii and we woke up late. It was one of those times where we woke up and we knew by the time we would leave, it was already like too late for us.
Right. So we had just moved into our apartment.
Mm-hmm. In Glendale.
The bed was on, like, I remember the mattress being on the floor.
It might have even been an air mattress.
Yeah, it was on an air mattress. Mm-hmm. And
you so have we to wake tell up. It. I'm not going to be able
we
to
We wake
tell
up
it.
And we look at our alarms like, oh, no. Oh, no. The flight is in an hour. And it will take, you know, 40
LAX
minutes. Yeah.
From
40
Glendale.
Minutes to get there.
On a Friday morning.
We know we're about to skip it. Or we're about to miss it. And I'm kind of freaking out. I'm like, oh no, what do we do? What do we do? I'm doing like this. And then Alyssa looks at me dead.
And I go,
she's like,
don't freak out.
Okay, so she goes, this is, now I'm Alyssa, okay? Don't freak out. Don't freak out, okay? Like literally freaks the F out, okay? And I was shocked. I was like, okay.
I had a major panic attack.
But like, it was funny because she straight up said, don't freak out. Everything's going to be fine. Literally, like, faces I've never seen before in my whole
tears,
life.
Tears, like, immediate tears.
Like, literally
but I was like, the 2 seconds before, I was so calm. And then it hit me that we weren't going to make our flight.
Did I post on our story or something?
Yeah, I think
I, like,
you did.
I reenacted that as well.
You reenacted it for stories, but we never posted it like on our feed or anything. So not a lot of people saw it. Yeah, that was a funny time.
Lizette asks, and let's take it back. Did we end up getting new flights to Hawaii or did we cancel the trip? We called right then and there. And we got tickets for later in the day.
Yeah, and we didn't end up having to pay anything.
We didn't pay.
Oh.
Yeah, we paid a lot.
We did?
We paid a lot, yeah.
You probably downplayed it. Because
I super downplayed it.
Because I don't remember that.
I super downplayed it because back then, and now, Alyssa just was just like, you know, stress. She's just stressing, right? And I don't want to make things worse. Lauren knows. She's right here. Her head is right there in the video.
In the video.
As you can see. I downplayed it and just made it be like, it was fine. It was only, you know.
You probably said it was only like $100
yeah,
or $200.
It's only $200 to, don't worry. We're good. We're going to still have our vacation.
But that was like one of my favorite vacations ever.
The thing about it is that Alyssa also has an itinerary written out for every one of our vacations.
To the minute,
you know, to the hour.
But I put rest time in there.
She does. But also, it's cool that we have that. And it's also cool that we spontaneously
get off of it.
And then we're like, oh, we did this instead. And
I swear traveling with me is not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. Bad. I'm not saying that
it's not
at
bad.
All.
I plan, but I'm also flexible. I'm a flexible planner.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Always have a backup plan, though. So it's like, if we're ever in a pickle, it's like, oh, we can do that.
Yeah, that's true.
What seat do you prefer?
Aisle or
window? I threw in middle. Just in case.
Nobody likes the middle.
Just in case people prefer the middle. Okay? I didn't want to discriminate. So, do you want me to start?
Yeah, why don't you start?
I prefer the aisle seat because I go to the restroom frequently. And I don't like to be the person to have to bother someone else to go to the restroom. Yeah. I'd rather be bothered myself.
Gotcha.
And because I feel like you also get a little bit more room. You can put your legs off to the sides sometimes.
Sorry, I won't rebuttal right now.
You can put your legs off to the side at certain points without blocking the way. So I just feel like overall, you just get more perks of being more in perks. The aisle seat. Yeah. More perks.
I am Team Window, and I'm actually going to read a friend of ours who sent in some thoughts as well. Her name is Tori Kelly, and she was going to send a voice note, but she didn't have time to throw that in last minute. But we had a huge conversation on texts, and she wanted me to read them for the pod.
All right, let's hear it, Tori.
All right. She says, I'm window seat all day. Dre is aisle. So Andre, her husband.
Probably because he likes the extra room.
Well, she says, but like, cause he's big. He's a big dude. Like he's literally Andre Giant. And she says, Alyssa, that's surprising that you are team aisle.
I have my reasons.
And she's assuming that it's because you want to be able to escape. Like you feel trapped.
Absolutely.
This is Tori's words right here. I want everyone to leave me alone, and I want to be looking out the window all emo if I want to and be in my own corner. And that she feels so exposed in the aisle and also doesn't like getting up for other people, which is my reason as well. Literally. So that this takes me to my thing is where like I'll just go to the restroom right before and I'll go in and I'll sleep. And sometimes I won't go to the bathroom. Most of the time I won't go to the bathroom the whole flight. But this is what I do, which Tori and I agreed on as well. Once the aisle person gets up, that's when you just like also get up and follow them. You know what I mean?
The thing is, I do not... Can I rebuttal?
Yeah, you can rebuttal.
I do not have control over my bladder. When I need to go, I need to go. And because I like control. And that's what it is at the end of the day. I like to control when I get to leave.
Yeah.
And I, again, like Tori said, I don't like feeling trapped. I have one more point to add in there.
Okay.
I never like sitting towards the wall or the edge of anything because I'm a germaphobe. And I feel like a lot of germs get trapped by the window. And people don't really wash that part. You know, when they're cleaning the aisles, like they're grabbing trash, they'll most likely be able to clean more of like the aisle and maybe the middle.
Yeah.
But they're not going to get to the window and that side. Forget about it. Forget about it. We don't have enough Clorox wipes to wipe down the whole side of the window. No way. Think about all the germs that are trapped there. Nuh-uh, not for me.
Okay.
Not for me.
Okay. Lauren says that's what the wipe is for, which I do that. Okay. I do that.
Yes, but there's a large surface area you need to wipe.
Yeah, but I'm not putting my head all over the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the window, like you have people on this side, like that are able to reach over. Like when you're on the aisle.
These are huge hypotheticals.
No, but they're not hypotheticals because when you're on the window seat, the person that's in back of you and in front of you have that air. You share window space, essentially. The aisle, like this is my space.
Yeah.
And I have control. Like I can leave. I can kind of like move. I can put my leg to the left. I can put, if I'm on the right side, I can put my leg to the right. Like,
Okay. I have a question. And so does Van as well here in the Twitch chat. How do you sleep well on the aisle?
You pop two melatonins and I have to have a pillow that allows me to rest it.
Justine says you recline. Oh, your team aisle, Justine?
So heavy.
So Ooh. Heavy?
Justine, let's hear your reasoning for aisle.
Lauren says, no, thank you. My neck hurts even with a pillow on an aisle.
I'm a heavy team aisle for all of the reasons that you said. I like to control when I get to go to the bathroom. And I don't mind if people bother me to go. Also, I like going like at the times when other people aren't going to the bathroom. So like if it's like everyone else is sleeping, then I'll get up and go to the bathroom. It's like peaceful because like I'm the only one there. And I'm so fidgety on flights. Like I be moving my legs hella, like switching positions, crossing legs, like man spreading and then like pulling them close. So I like to have all of that room next to me, you know, and that's my reasoning for okay, team aisle.
Cool. Thank you, Justine. Sleeping in an aisle sucks because if your knee accidentally kind of goes out, you'll get hit by the soda cart or by people. My elbows get hit by actual people who are walking through. And it's just like, it sucks.
Can I make a confession on this?
Okay.
I have slept on people before.
What do you mean?
As an aisle sitter, chooser, I've actually have only maybe sat in the window seat very slim amount of times in my life. I've always opted for the aisle. I have caught myself leaning on a stranger.
In the middle seat?
No, on the aisle and they're in the middle.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yes, I have. I have done that. So I get the whole sleeping argument. It's not ideal, but to me, I always come prepared with a pillow. The pillow that I use is, I forgot what the name of it is called, but it exists without you having to lean it on something. So it literally like stays on your neck and you just go like this and that's how you sleep. My neck is feels horrible, but you know, it's just one of those things you have to deal with.
This is another very important question that Van brings up. Because this is, yeah, it applies to us. Okay, couples question. When you travel together, do you get one window, one middle, one window, one aisle, or one aisle, one middle?
Do we want to, you want to confess?
You can go.
I can't.
You tell it.
All right. This is a confession. We do book always usually one window and one aisle.
Yes.
And we take the chance
of not having
a middle seat. Because sometimes people will, like, if they have the chance to not sit in the middle and it's not a full flight, then we scored and we have the whole row to just ourselves.
But also, if someone is in the middle, we actually give them a gift.
A gift. We give them a gift. Would you want to sit on either the window or the aisle? They're like, oh, yes.
We love to.
And so we're the heroes in that situation.
But we actually don't give them a choice. Oh, we don't. we hero syndrome, hero complex. I mean,
we're getting canceled by our sisters.
Okay, we decide. We don't say, hey, do you want an aisle or window? We decide if we're giving them an aisle or a window seat.
Before that.
During that time.
Yeah, we don't give them the option.
But we actually switch off pretty much every flight. We remember, we're like, last time you sat in the middle to my aisle or you sat in the middle to my window. And most of the time in the beginning, I'm not going to lie, babe. I always made you sit in the middle.
You know I'm already going to pop in with a, most of
and
the time.
And I was on the window. But that's because I wanted you to just lean on me so I could also lean on the window.
He always used that as an excuse. He was like, but don't you want to lean on me? Don't you want to lean on me? Your arm is not as comfortable to lean on.
Right, because I have to then lean on her for the aisle if I let someone sit in the window.
And then I feel bad because, I don't know, I just feel bad because he's like bigger than
but
I am.
But let me bring up a pro to this where if both of us, if I'm in the window and you're in the aisle, we only have to make one person get up. If that person needs to go to the bathroom, they make two people get up, which is both of us. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't mind. Let me know.
I honestly hate it. Like, I've been waken up. I've been woken up in really deep sleep. And it just, like, absolutely sucks. Can't even open my eyes, you know?
I do. Yeah, that's the thing. I hate waking people up. So I'd rather be the person woken up. I don't want to be that person. I'm always like, I always look to AJ before I have, if I've ever had to do that, when there's a person in the aisle, I wake him up when he's in sleep. I'm like, I have to pee. And he's like, what do you want me to do about it? And so then he has to watch me make a cringe moment.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The results of the poll on Instagram were 67% window, 31% aisle, and 2% middle.
The middles are trolls. There's no way. Okay, and then on the Twitch poll, 64% window.
So we got a lot of window peeps.
Yeah, we got a lot of window peeps.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Your points make sense. It just doesn't make sense for me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Sailor Dolo asks, how can you guys sleep on planes? How do you have... Well, you said 2 melatonin. Yes. Is that for real?
Yeah, that's for real. I take 2 melatonin. Well, depending on the milligrams, just one recommended serving size of melatonin. I have a hack from Julie, who she mentioned this in a previous episode. I don't think
Julia,
it was aired.
Julia, yes.
Producer. She actually has a happiness album on her phone.
Wow.
And so she saves pictures that make her happy and she scrolls through them and it puts her in like a zen state. So
I love that.
She can easily fall asleep.
That is very cool.
Do you keep your shoes on? Or take shoes off?
I take my shoes off. Like, I'm not even embarrassed about it. Is this a thing?
Yes. A lot of people hate it.
Hate it?
Yeah.
Really?
There's a large community of people that hate the shoes off.
Yeah. Wow.
I also take my shoes off.
Wow. Yep. Mm-hmm. So we're the same in that sense.
We are the same in that sense, but... Can we get into the details a little bit?
Okay,
further?
Sure. Let's go into the details.
Does it depend on how long you're on the flight? Do you always take your shoes off?
Yeah.
Say it's an hour flight.
I'm going to the bay. No, I'm definitely not taking my shoes off.
See, in that case, I actually still would take my shoes off because I always like my shoes off.
Okay,
it's more
well,
comfortable.
This is super extra of Alyssa as well. Even on a flight to the bay, she'll bring airplane slippers.
Yes, I do. I bring them everywhere. That's the last time I freaked out from forgetting something was when I forgot my airplane slippers.
Yeah. And
because that's something you can't find at the airport.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you usually also get them from hotels.
Or Daiso.
Or Daiso. Very mm-hmm. cheap. Very cheap. Someone brings up another detail. Does it matter if you're wearing socks or?
Yes, it does matter if you're wearing socks. So your toes need to be covered. This is not a debate. Your toes need to be covered on the airplane. That's just facts because that is disrespectful. That is rude to show your toes. Okay. You yeah. need to have a blanket covering it or socks or airplane slippers. Yeah. You are yeah. not allowed to flail those little toes around. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's just the end of story.
Okay. I'm going to confess.
No.
And please, those in the chat, if you also have done this before, I have taken my shoes off. Actually, it's when I'm wearing slides and no socks that it's like I'm wearing slippers already. You know what I mean?
But
I'm not like, you know, I'm not like dangling them around and stuff. Like, they're still on the ground. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So... Whatever.
As long as you're kind of keeping them at bay, right?
I keep them at bay. Absolutely. Yeah. I definitely
keep them. I can maybe give that one a pass if you're keeping them down because I've seen, and I'm sure if you're a flight attendant or if you travel a lot, you see a lot of toes, a lot of exposed toes that are like on a seat. Sorry, I'm not going to show you my feet.
Well, on the freaking Instagram, on the Sweet or Savory Pod Instagram,
I should have put a trigger warning.
Yeah, you literally posted feet, like a photo of feet. That's
sorry.
Where did you find that photo?
I looked up airplane feet photo, and that came up.
Jeez.
So,
well, what is the poll is like? Tell us the poll.
The
please,
poll is 70% keep shoes on. 30% take shoes off.
Oh my goodness. It is opposite here on the Twitch poll.
Oh.
It's 61% shoes off and 39% shoes on.
Well, shoes off are my people.
Yeah.
So.
That's really interesting. Twinkle toes.
Ew.
Thanks,
Alex. I really don't like feet, but I don't feel comfortable with my shoes on for flights.
Fly Mighty B, Bruce, one of our mods here on Twitch, says it was the feet pick. It made people want shoes on.
That.
See, wow, the psychology.
I should have found one with socks on. What is your take on airplane food?
Oh, hate it.
Oh, I love it.
Sometimes I love it.
I think it's because you have a dietary restriction.
Okay, so for those of you who, you know, don't follow me and don't know, I'm allergic to dairy, and it causes me to not be able to eat most of the things
that are offered without...
Pasta. It's a lot of pasta.
They put a lot of cheese.
A lot of pre-made sandwiches that are like melted and they're hot and they look really good, but it's just all cheese. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a cheap way to make something tasty without adding too much salt.
So true.
So that's why there's a lot of cheese in like airplane food, I think.
But this is a hack. No, this is not a hack. If you travel with Asian airlines,
most times,
90% of the
time, there's an option,
or mostly it's just no dairy. Yes. You know what I mean? So it's like either like this bomb chicken and rice, or it's like bibimbap or something. Mm-hmm.
So we actually sometimes we think about that when we're booking our flights, especially if it's a longer flight. We'll try to book with an Asian airline if we can, just so we can avoid having AJ not eat on the airplane.
Yeah.
I love airplane food. I'm not even picky about it. I don't care if it's chicken and rice, if it's a sandwich, I'm eating it.
Yeah.
Because for some reason it tastes better on the airplane and it reminds me of like childhood lunches. I don't know. Something about it is kind of like a Lunchable, and you get like a little bit of everything. You get your bread with your butter.
Gotcha.
You have a dessert.
That makes sense.
I love it.
Yeah. Justine says she loves airplane food. LOL. I didn't know you were a lover of airplane food.
A lover.
Yeah.
I'm a lover.
Wow. So that episode... This episode has lasted a lot longer than I thought it would. I don't know what the final cut is going to be, but we had a lot to talk about.
We travel a lot, so we have a lot of travel tips, quirks.
Hacks. Preferences.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Thanks for joining. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for doing this so late. To you. I'm talking to you. Yeah. You got a second win.
A second win because I was excited from the Twitch community.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening to the Sweet or Savory podcast, and especially to our Twitch chat. We had some friends, some cousins come in as well. Shout outs to especially our mods for putting up the polls. Tyler, Bruce, Adriana, et cetera. Thank y'all. Twitch fam, Juicebox fam, ENC was in here as well. Thank y'all. This was such a fun time. Shout outs to Kuyate, which I'm wearing right now. It's a clothing company that Alyssa and I are part owners of. Justine here, who is just chilling on the bed, is our brand manager. So she's here as well. Shout outs to Lauren, who is also right here on the bed with Bean. Again, stay tuned each week for debates like big wedding or small intimate wedding.
Can you be friends with your ex? Friends. Can you be friends with your ex?
That is going to be our last episode. And of course, previous debates like Disneyland or Disney World.
Does pineapple belong on pizza? And other polarizing topics. Don't forget to follow us and interact with us on social media. Thank you for those of you that participated in our polls and continue to participate. We love hearing everyone's point of view and thoughts. It's super fun for us to interact with. And don't forget to email us at sweetorsavorypod@gmail.com if you have any future topics you'd like us to cover. We've been getting some great emails and some great suggestions.
It's been awesome. We also, you just brought up polls on Spotify. If you are listening on Spotify, there is a weekly poll that happens there as well. And we're going to wrap that up in our last episode of the season, which is coming up in 2 weeks. And we'll be able to kind of share all the overall polls as well. So that's going to be fun.
Please rate, review, subscribe to the @sweetorsavorypod. Mm-hmm. And please tell your friends, spread the word. Ask them if peanut butter is sweet or savory, and then send them this podcast.
Yes, that's a great idea. and a great conversation starter.
Absolutely. Stay sweet.
Or savory.
Peace.
Peace out.